As a country, we've gone through a very long period of droughts, over 2 years. We have also gone through a lot of many external factors, such as the post-election violence, which caused disruption in the farming activities. As part of the world, we have gone through the food prices crisis, we've gone through the fuel prices, high fertilizer prices, the economic meltdown, and all these things have affected the agricultural sector in a negative. Therefore, we have a situation of food insecurity that has not been seen before because of these factors. We are doing everything possible to mitigate and to manage the situation, but we can do with in the form of assistance.
What is the agricultural policy right now to help you deal with the problem?
The immediate action we took was to allow importation of food duty-free into the country. And that helped because we were able to benefit from the food flows in the world. We have also put in place programs to boost food production through provision of seed at either subsidized or free to the poor people. All the people that were displaced or were affected by the drought situation have been provided with seed free of charge so that they can come back into farming this season. We have put in place a comprehensive program to expand irrigation in the country. We still have a lot of irrigable land that's not been irrigated, and now we have a program to expand on that. And we are putting in place institutions that can support farmers with knowledge and training so that they can go back in a more comprehensive manner to farming.
Honorable, what level of assistance are you looking for? Are you looking for food assistance or monetary assistance?
We're basically looking at monetary assistance, especially to expand some of those programs. We would like to continue with the provision of seed to the specially resourced poor farmers. We would like to expand our program to provide seed to what we call the traditional crops that do well, especially in arid and semi-arid areas. We'd like to expand our irrigation programs, both small scale and large scale, so that we can be less reliant on rainfall. And those are the kind of medium-term and long-term assistance we're looking for.
Do you have refugees from Somalia, and to what degree, if you do, is that impacting your food security?
In fact, that's a very good question. One of the external stresses that we have in the country is that I think we host the largest number of refugees in Africa, right now to the tune of nearly 400,000 refugees, both from Somalia and from Sudan. And we have to feed them, we have to provide them with security, and that stresses our economy to some extent.